morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Catherine has also asked me to tell you, or make you aware, I think you already know, about our Facebook page, Power Hour at facebook.com/powerhournation, twitter.com/powerhournation, and our YouTube channel. You can just search the Power Hour Radio Show. You'll see our symbol. You can click on it there. You know a little bit of what happened. We're trying to rebuild that a little bit. And it's also a way to connect with you guys. It's a lot easier to get the interviews and what have you sometimes. So it's another way. I detest what YouTube has done. I detest Facebook, but it also, while they're there, let's use them. Let's ride them like a mule. See what we can get, see if we can get something out of them. And so, that's kind of my philosophy about it, but we're certainly not going to bow to them. Great broadcast today. James McCanny, one of my favorites, don't tell him. James McCanny will be here later this afternoon. And we'll talk about kind of the future. And when James McCanny wants to talk about the future, I want to listen. I'm very interested. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Morning. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. Are people out there starting to feel... I got to tell the story about my rabbits. They're not my rabbits. Lauren got a... rabbit for her birthday, so the other one had to get a rabbit too. So we got two rabbits. You know, it was one of those things. We're at the store. They're holding the rabbit. They look at me with those eyes.
What sucks your eyes?
It sucks. I mean, how can I? Oh my gosh! How can you? You know, it's my birthday, Daddy. This is what I want for my birthday. So, needless to say, we have two rabbits in the house now. We have this little cage for, I want to build a, some kind of playpen or something outside where they can, you know.
Have a little room.
So they're in this little cage and they're growing, whatever. So today, I wake up and the rabbit bit my daughter, snapped at her a little bit because she was trying to stop the two from fighting. The two rabbits were fighting like crazy. And they're in this little cage,
it's a pretty big cage. It's not a little cage. It's not like a bird cage. It's pretty big.
Well, if you were a rabbit and you were in there all the time, wouldn't that drive you bananas?
You know, it's not like they're right on top of each other. You know, they got 3 feet apart. You know, they're 3 feet apart.
You think that cage is 3 feet apart? Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Why am I telling you this? You're thinking, what do I care about these rabbits? Yeah, because everybody's going stir crazy like these rabbits being on lockdown. So we took them outside today and let them run in the field a little bit. So hopefully why am I saying that? Ladies and gentlemen, make sure if you're a little on edge with your spouse, with your children, whatever, just understand that you're probably suffering the rabbit syndrome. So maybe go outside a little bit or whatever. If you don't get arrested in San Diego, don't go on the beach and watch the sunset.
I hope they sue that Whitehead. He gets a hold of Whitehead and they sue that cop.
Did you see? I don't remember the state. Why? See, I meant to have this story. There's a sign at this park. There's a sign at the park to no big gatherings, no groups over four.
Right.
So this family.
Of three.
Of three.
Yeah.
I mean, last time I checked was less than four.
It is less than four.
Goes to the park and is playing t-ball with the daughter and they.
In Colorado.
Colorado. Colorado. That's exactly what it was.
Bastion of freedom up there.
Yeah, you know, that's the place that shut down the gun, the beer, and the marijuana stores, and then the people lined up outside the liquor store and the pot stores, and so
they recanted.
The governor reopened the liquor and the pot stores, but not the gun stores.
You can't be trusted in these times with guns. Ridiculous.
Anyway. I'm just telling you, have a little fun, ladies and gentlemen. Get out. It's really important right now. You're going to be like my rabbits.
Yeah.
They're not my... See, I keep saying my rabbits. They end up being mine because I'm the one who deals with them.
Yeah, exactly. They're the ones that are going to be waking you up at night because they're fighting.
Our first guest today is... Well, there's two of them, which is... we love these guys. Just fantastic guests we have on here. Jason Derkovitz and Dr. Llewellyn. Eric Llewellyn from across the pond has been gracious enough. I don't know what time it is there. I think it's about a 6-7 hour difference. They come on to talk about health, nutrition, grown by nature, products. You want the best. You get the proper nutrition in the proper ratios that is high quality. It's scientifically proven to change and reform your life. That's why we have him here. Fellas, welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to have you on.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Well, what time is it in England there?
It's about 10 past 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, so it's not too late. Oh, okay. Well, very good. Do you have tea? Do you have tea there? Do you have afternoon tea there?
I've just had it.
Well, there you go. So you're in a good mood and everything's okay. Okay, well, very good.
Yes.
Okay, well, obviously the number one health thing on people's mind across the world is coronavirus related. Maybe Dr. Llewellyn, is there some kind of observation or you have some kind of comment? Just, I mean, we haven't practiced this or gone over this. Do you have a comment in general about what's going on?
Well, the coronavirus itself has been known for donkey's years. It's actually a group of viruses that contribute to about 10-15% of the common cold. And also it's a specific cause of SARS as well. But this, we have to remember, is a novel coronavirus. And that means it's different from the normal coronavirus. And it's a nasty piece of stuff, to be honest with you.
Different in what way?
What the novel aspect of it is, we're not really sure. We're not told that. But certainly the coronavirus itself has been around for donkey's years. It's an RNA virus, and mainly transmitted through the nasal passage. And but I don't know how it's varying from the standard coronavirus and what this novel coronavirus is. That's what I'm not sure.
Okay. I guess you're kind of answering where I was going to go with this. I look at it just as an observer. I watch a little bit of the corporate media and kind of see this. I find myself unsatisfied with the information. I find it incomplete. I find that they're withholding things. I think we're not being told the whole story. That's just me. You're a doctor. Do you get that same feeling?
Yes.
We'll just leave it at that, I guess. we'll just leave it right there.
Probably safer.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not trying to push you in a corner or anything. Yeah, that's the feeling I get, so I just want to see your perspective. Jason.
Well, it's different from the normal coronavirus, that's for certain. And normal viruses are nuclear proteins. This is somehow different. And that's what we're not understanding.
We've heard
a lot of work in the Far East on it at the moment, and we've had reasonable success with some bits, but the structure of it itself, I just can't find information on it. Because normally viruses are treated as antigens by the immune system, but the immune system is not really responding as one would hope it would do. So there are obviously some aspects about this novel coronavirus that aren't familiar to the standard coronavirus. But that's as far as we're sort of understanding at the moment.
We're hearing reports, or we've heard reports, and some pretty well-known people, I mean, not just, you know, people in their basement saying this, but some pretty well-known scientists, a big research team out of IBM, actually out of India, has said that this novel virus is actually, it's been created. It's man-made. It's not a naturally occurring virus. Do you know anything about that?
I'm going to be very careful now and say to you, I agree it's a novel virus.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. No more about that. No, I understand where you're coming, Dr. Llewellyn. I think our audience will too. Let's go to Jason. Jason, of course, is the inventor, I guess, what would you call yourself? The collaborator of Grown by Nature. For new listeners, just really quick, Reader's Digest version, why in the world did you come up with this whole line of vitamins and minerals?
Well, to be honest, I can't take credit for any of the invention or formulations or any of that. By God's grace, I was given the opportunity to work with these nutrients about 15 some odd years ago when I was first introduced to these nutrients. And to be honest, I had no idea what the differences were within the market between what a whole food supplement or a regular supplement, the standard ones that are sold in every single store across the country. I thought they were all the same. I thought they were all healthy. As a kid, I was made to have my vitamin C and vitamin E at night, these little capsule things, and I didn't like them, and they tasted really gross. But I thought that was what I was supposed to do to be healthy, and it wasn't until I finally realized that there really was a true difference of how these nutrients are made. More than 99% of the brands are all identical. They're all made by the same pharmaceutical companies. The only difference is the difference in their marketing or who puts a different label on the outside of their package. But 99% of the products out there are all identical. Now, if they were all identical and effective, we wouldn't have an issue and there would be no need for Grown by Nature. But Grown by Nature exists out of necessity in the fact that what is being sold in the marketplace is actually toxic. It's not healthy for us. So as a kid, when I was told that this is what you need to do to stay healthy, that was ill advice. And
what do you mean toxic? Now hold on. I think this is where, I try to get people to understand this. I don't do a good job of it. I say there's a difference in going and buying multivitamin from a big box store. I don't want to use a name, but, like Walmart or Costco or something. There's a big difference between that and buying the multivitamin from the Power Mall. So explain the difference. Toxic, what do you mean toxic? Maybe you go ahead and Dr. Willen chime in also.
I'll chime in and just let you know that the standard multivitamin and mineral is a chemical combination. It's a chemical, a list of chemicals listed on the side of the box. Most people don't realize they are chemicals, although they can read it for themselves. If you go to United States Pharmacopoeia, which is the Bible, many of those chemicals you are told by the United States government, and in fact all world governments, that some of these chemicals should not be taken together because not only do they negate each other, they have side effects like all drugs do, and it's just not healthy to do it. I rather give the impression that if you got your vitamin E and your iron and you have your cabbage, you can't tear the cabbage leaf off and say, well, that bit's got iron in, the other bit's got vitamin E in, and the United States Pharmacopoeia will tell you they should be, as chemicals listed on the bottle, should be taken at least 8 hours apart. Now, you can't do that with a multivitamin that's made of chemicals, and luckily, most people don't know this, but it's there, it's just factual, and it's just nonsense. It's just nonsense. You need nutrients to be delivered by proteins. That's the way they are in nature and in all foods, but not in multivitamin and minerals that are made with chemicals. There you are. That's my bit.
You talked about vitamins delivered by proteins. That sounds important. I really believe it is. Explain that.
That's a delivery method. When these substances go into the stomach, the proteins are broken down into different chains of amino acids called peptides, which is what the proteins are made of. And each one of those has signals on it. That goes through your gut, and the signals on it respond to receptors in the gut to say this bit needs to go here, this bit needs to go there, and that's how it works, by receptors. Nature's very good. It's designed food so that we can absorb it properly. When you're dealing with these chemicals, there are no receptors, there are no proteins, and therefore you just have to dose up by 10, 20, 30 times higher dose to try and get some of it through. The problem is then the immune system has to get rid of all the stuff that isn't used. And it doesn't work properly without proteins. That's the way food delivers nutrients.
So I'm not asking you, Jason, to, put down another product, but this, I think this is a very important distinction. I have this conversation, especially with you know, friends, they asked me different things. And they said, well, I got a multivitamin. I got it at, you know, Costco or whatever. I said, well, have you read the label? You know, and getting people to understand. Is there any benefit in that kind of chemical vitamin mix, or would you stay away from that like the plague?
Well, there's a benefit to those companies that are selling it. They're raking in financial dollars, but there's really no benefit for our bodies. Our bodies or our minds may be fooled by the marketing, but our bodies will not be fooled by that same marketing. We are part of a food chain. We're supposed to be eating, whether it's the plants, the vegetation upon this earth, or we're eating the animals that feed off of that vegetation. But our place in that food chain is to eat food. And where does that food get its nutrients? From the soil. What happens is we're going into that soil to bypass that middleman, the plants, the animals, and we're just taking those minerals out of the soil that are still bound to that rock component. For example, calcium carbonate in the soil, or magnesium chloride. Those are naturally occurring minerals that would be found in the soil or the sea, let's say, but they're not in the same form that is found in our food. The food breaks down, or the plants break down those rocks. We don't have that same capacity in our stomach to break down those rocks. So when we're ingesting those rocks, for example, calcium carbonate, they're showing studies that it actually depletes your body's further of other minerals. So when I mentioned before that some things are toxic, yes, some of these ingredients are actually listed as toxic. As Eric was mentioning before, the Merck manual, which is basically the pharmaceutical guide textbook, they list in here, for example, copper. You hear a lot of people talking about copper, saying, oh, I don't take copper because it's toxic. Well, they're right, because as it says in the Merck manual, any copper, and this is an exact quote, any copper not bound to a protein is toxic. That means it's a copper, a heavy metal copper that would be found, you know, in the soil, but not in our food. Because when that copper is found in the food, it's actually has went through the process of to the plants, and the plants have embedded that copper into the protein structure of that plant. But now it's a safe protein-bound copper, and that's what we're offering, like with Grown by Nature and our zinc and copper formulation, for example. That copper is in a protein-bound state, so it's safe. You can't find a food, basically, that has zinc that usually doesn't have copper along with it. It's always found together in nature. They're paired together in nature at a certain ratio, let's say. But once we start deviating away from that natural food structure within our place in the food chain, and we start digging into the soil, now we risk of taking foreign substances into our body, and they actually, our body treats them as drugs, tries to get rid of it as quick as possible, and it causes all sorts of adverse reactions within our body by taking chemicals.
Okay, let me try to summarize what you just said. Maybe you tell, correct me where I'm wrong on this. So basically, things like calcium carbonate or some form of rocks or whatever you want to say, that's one of the more common. That's in the soil. So plants go into the soil and they're actually able to break down that calcium carbonate per se. Let's just use that as the example. They break it down in their process, and then it helps it grow, and the plant takes it into its system. But now it's not calcium carbonate the rock form, it's calcium carbonate that is broken down into a usable protein base linked to the plant. So now it's not calcium carbonate the rock you're taking anymore, it's a totally different form of calcium that's actually usable to a human system. So somewhere along the line, somebody said, oh, calcium carbonate is what these plants are using. Let's just give people calcium carbonate. So they just said, we don't need the plant, we'll just give them the rock. Is that basically what you're saying?
Basically, but there's one small difference there. There's no carbonate that is then found in that plant. There's millions of trillions of microorganisms within the soil that break down that calcium carbonate and take the calcium to the plant, leaving the carbonate behind. So there's no carbonates in your tomatoes.
Just calcium. Okay.
And it's just that calcium, which then becomes embedded with the proteins and the plant or the tomato or whatever fruit, vegetable it is that is incorporating that calcium into its structure, has left the carbonate on the side, and now you have a protein-bound calcium, you have a protein-bound magnesium. Every single nutrient within our foods are protein-bound, and that's what the difference between Grown by Nature and any other product out there that is not a whole food product is, that there is no proteins. And the importance of that, as Eric was saying, I like to use the metaphor as those proteins are sort of like our taxi driver or our GPS system. I won't even get in the car to try to travel anymore without a GPS system. I get lost all the time. So without that proper direction of where these nutrients need to go, and that's what this protein's structures are doing, they're those taxi drivers or that GPS system within our bodies to say, calcium is needed for some bone here, or some vitamin E is needed for the liver, or some vitamin C is needed for the heart at this point. Those proteins are, with those intrinsic signals, are being delivered properly within our body. So without those proteins, without those chaperones, guiding systems within that substance, it just floats aimlessly. It gets lodged in arterial linings. It doesn't find the right place or where it needs to go. And it creates havoc within our body when it's not dealt in the proper food structure, protein bound, as
well.
Well, in nature,
in the lining of our teeth, we got about one minute. Well, go ahead, Dr. Lyle. We got 1 minute.
Well, it's very brief. I'll talk to you after your break. But the countries with the highest amount of calcium carbonate given to women or put into milk to color it white have the highest bone fractures and the lowest bone tissue density. I can explain why.
Wow.
After your break.
Yes, I would like to hear that. And I'll tell a story about my...
It's an internationally accepted graph showing the more you take of this stuff, the weaker the bones get.
Wow. Oh, and I'll tell you the story about my wife and our first pregnancy. I'll tell you about the first pregnancy with my wife, and I didn't know you guys. I didn't know, but somebody told me if you take a lot of calcium, or told my wife, if you take a lot of calcium, that helps with the birth, the calcium with the muscles, with the contractions. So we took a lot of the calcium carbonate, I guess it was, whatever. And when she had the baby in the placenta, there was a lot of white things, little white things, specks lined. It was the calcium carbonate that had not been properly digested. It found its home sitting there in the placenta. That's a true story.
Yep.
I ought to get my wife in here to tell that. That's crazy. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, more with Jason and Dr. Llewellyn on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour at the Power Mall. The Pro Mag X, the vitamin B complex, the potassium, the selenium. We're going to talk a lot about selenium this segment. The multivitamin and the vitamin E and the iron and molybdenum. Now the zinc, yeah, I think you can order it because we have that on the way also. Very, very important. At the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Other products, we'll talk about them the next hour. I don't want to take any more time away from the good people here. Brought my better half. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. Nice to be here.
Good morning.
We got Jason.
And we got,
and Dr. Llewellyn. He's on the other side of the pond. He's here. Why don't you quickly tell a story? You know, you had heard that taking calcium before pregnancy or before birth can help, help with the contractions because it helps with the muscles. So you ended up taking a lot of calcium. Before she does, is that true, Dr. Llewellyn? If you take a lot of calcium, that would help with birth?
No, not really. Okay. Is an answer I was trying to be very diplomatic to say.
Okay.
You've got to make sure you have adequate calcium and adequate during pregnancy, but high dosing of these, of what I call black mold chalk and a few chemicals doesn't do it.
Okay, well, what about the good calcium? Like, she took extra good calcium when she was about to give birth. Would that help, help the muscles so that she wouldn't have so...
It will help. But you must also remember that magnesium is terribly important during pregnancy because, apart from getting rid of a lot of muscle cramps, it balances out and helps calcium work better. So, probably about 8 out of 10 people in America are magnesium deficient. They're below the RDA. And it's vitally, if you can imagine 100 trillion cells in your body, or when pregnant, say another 10 trillion or something like that, each of those cells is a little engine. It needs a spark plug to make it work. Magnesium is the spark plug that makes it work.
Mm. Okay, very good. Tristan, tell your...
I think the main thing, if you have adequate calcium, it helps prevent some toxemia during pregnancy, but don't, for goodness sake, don't go near the calcium carbonate. You'll only sort of mess your bones up.
Well, this is what happened. Well, exactly. This is what happened in, it wasn't your first, it was our second child? First child, check it out.
It is our second child.
Go ahead, tell the story.
Well, let me tell, first of all, my last pregnancy, I was introduced, obviously, to your products from Dan taking over the radio show, but I didn't have cramps because I took a lot of the magnesium and the multivitamin and the vitamin B, and that really eased
the
my...
The iron. I know you took the iron.
Oh, yeah, iron. And not only that, I was healthy through the whole pregnancy, but my birth was fast and it was efficient. And I talked to a doctor and he's like, when you're healthy, your labors are going to go faster because your body knows exactly what it has to do and it has all the nutrients to, you know, make your labor very efficient. So it was awesome.
Tell about what happened with the calcium. We were told, you know, you need a lot of calcium.
Oh, yeah.
So we took a lot.
Our friend that worked at one of the health food stores said, oh, yeah, you know, if you take a lot of calcium, it will help ease your labor contractions so they're not as intense or whatever. So I took a bunch of calcium and then, I mean, like a bunch, at least a couple days.
You didn't know what they were talking about.
What is that, Dr. Llewellyn?
Oh, sorry, just me barging in. It's a pity they didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Well,
tell me about
here's
it.
The thing. And so,
listen to this. Wait to hear
the
this.
Placenta came. She goes, you have a lot of calcium deposits in your placenta. And I was like, what? And then, you know, it dawned on us later, as we knew more, that my body couldn't break it down because it was a chemical form. So I'm thinking, well, hopefully, that's probably why people have, you know, heart attacks and stuff, because they're taking the wrong calcium and it's getting caught in your blood.
It was crazy. In the placenta, you could see the placenta came out and it had white little like pebbles, like or like little grains of calcium all over the placenta. I mean, it had just.
Mummy's tried to feed the baby, and this calcium tries to barge in because the body doesn't want it, and it goes all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's how it gets there. It's ghastly.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, it was crazy. The last pregnancy was a
some blackboard chalk. That's all it is.
Well, this is why I'm so adamant with people that, you know, and I hate to put out a
only
a
take store. Your vitamins.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the vitamins that we have here or other similar type quality type vitamins, or you're really wasting money and you're potentially hurting yourself. That's what I've learned. Anyway,
so the absorption is very bad, and very poor. It is known in the medical dictionaries to cause nausea, morning sickness, flatulence, windy gut,
flatulence,
constipation, very bad messing up of the stomach, hydrochloric acid balance, and so the whole list goes on. A lot of these things that women accept as normal, if they gave up the blasted calcium supplements, they wouldn't have half of them.
Wow. Let's talk about, let's transfer, we don't have a lot of time left. It's really important to talk about selenium, zinc. Let's talk about the selenium right now, specifically what you're seeing as related to coronavirus.
Yes. You want me to talk to you?
Yeah, sure.
It's anti-cancer.
Yeah, very definitely it is. Well, first of all, it's probably one of the most important micronutrients for your immune system. And certainly 8 out of 10 people are short of selenium. There is one form of selenium that I know is sold in the States, and I shan't mention it because I get into trouble. But it's in the EU. That source is now listed as a carcinogen,
wow,
freely sold in America as selenium. So be careful. The adequate selenium, very definitely, with so much, because I did a lot of work with cancers, and we set up the Bristol Cancer Centre, which is now one of the 5 centres of excellence in Britain for holistic treatment of cancer. The amount of reference papers to taking selenium to help prevent cancer and many forms of cancer is so well documented, people would say, well, how come we don't know this? I mean, one of the reference papers, funnily enough, I was reading yesterday, the selenium is supposed to be reduced, according to published clinical studies, reduce the risk of colon cancer alone by up to 58%. And I only read that again yesterday, but prostate cancer, 63% reduction in the risk of prostate cancer. Now, these are all scientific things, and there just isn't enough known about selenium. I could talk all day about it, but
well, let me interrupt.
Certainly, with viruses, you're certainly going to boost the immune, the autoimmune disease, which is what a virus is. And there we have, you see, selenium. I don't want to get too sort of fussed about it, but bacterial and viral diseases, selenium helps prevent by increasing the immune activity. I'm sorry if I get very excited about this, but all respiratory tract infections, when we're talking about the coronavirus, there are studies out there showing with adequate selenium, then all of these viral infections are very much reduced. Does that answer it, or is that too much waffle?
No. Let me ask you a couple. I wanted to interject.
It helps your function of all the white blood cells, and to be technical, it enhances lymphocyte, B lymphocytes, antibodies, helper T cells, and a whole bunch of other things that then go and attack the viruses. Without the selenium, that doesn't happen.
All right, let me ask you specifically, because we've talked about this before, but I think that this is such a clear point, and just make it again and maybe even clearer. Should, because of its ability to reduce the risk of cancer and risk of cancer death, that's proven, and it has to be the right type of selenium. I mean, it can't just be some chemical form that's prevalent in America. It has to be the right type of selenium. Is it true it'll reduce your risk of cancer death by about half? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, proven. Proven studies. No question about it. Okay. I hear that, and that tells me that every single person should be taking some every day.
Yes, and my advice would be to take 200 micrograms a day. I don't know what potency Jason supplies, but 200 would be the minimum I would suggest.
That would be my next question. Jason, now how does that translate? I know with the whole food supplements, sometimes that they don't translate the same on the milligrams and all that, but so how much is that on your product? So we buy the selenium. How many of those should we take a day? One, two, what?
Well, to go with Eric's recommendation, each serving of the selenium is at 100 micrograms. So you need two a day, unless you're also taking, for example, like our multivitamin or antioxidant, which also has selenium in it. So,
how much is in the multivitamin?
Let me see. Sorry, I'm just, I don't want to give any incorrect information.
Well, no, that's okay. Take your time. This is important. This is really important information.
Selenium will reduce and is known to reduce inflammation associated with viral diseases, and in that fact, with bacterial diseases. Very important for mums to get that nasty stuff out of their gut.
There's 50 micrograms per tablet.
So if you're taking one multivitamin a day, you're looking at one, maybe every other day, take two. So take one selenium, and then the next day maybe take two, maybe alternate it, something like that.
Yeah. I would never go a day without taking my selenium. The body doesn't store it particularly well, and you're just not going to get adequate from food. It's not in the soil anymore.
Okay, so every day we need to take some selenium. Two of those from the bottle. If you have the multivitamin, you're going to get some there, so you can reduce a little bit. But every day you need to be taking selenium, correct?
Absolutely, and. Let me put in my advertisement for my old friend magnesium.
Sure, let's hear it.
What potency do you have on the magnesium, Jason?
100 milligram, the probiotic form, Lactobacillus bulgaricus.
One or two of those a day is better than taking 8 to 1,000 milligrams of the rubbish, if I can be crude about it.
So we need one or so of the magnesium, maybe if we're in a high stress, maybe two a day. But in the normal, we're talking probably one a day of those ProMags. We need to take at least one selenium.
If I may suggest that for 2 months, people who haven't been taking the same form of magnesium, I would take two a day for at least 2 months to build the reserves up. Because that's how you get your immune system working again. Remember I said these are the spark plugs that make it work again.
Does this have to, so the cell, so I, Dr. Rogers comes on and talks a lot about cell membrane, protecting the cell, building the cell membranes with phosphatidylcholine. With phosphate, she says use cod liver oil and phosphatidylcholine, that'll help repair the cell membrane. So yes. The magnesium.
Most of the cell membrane is made up of fats, and choline is a fat or lipid if you want to be technical, and that will help repair it as well, but you need the magnesium.
Okay, now let's talk
about the choline.
Now let's talk about zinc, the importance of zinc. Obviously, it's on the way. I think people can order it from the Power Mall. It's being shipped right now. We obviously have gone through a ton of this. The zinc that you sell, the zinc that we sell at the Power Mall, it's zinc plus copper, and that scares some people off. You talked about they have to be combined together. You addressed that earlier.
First of all, toxicity on elemental zinc, you need a much higher dose than what Jason's supplying, and you need copper to balance it, somewhere between 10% and 15%, otherwise the zinc doesn't work properly. There is absolutely no toxicity in the amount of copper that is in the zinc and copper that Jason has. It is a therapeutic dose, and we have to bear in mind that many, many studies have shown that 75% of the adult population in America are zinc deficient. Zinc needs some copper to work properly.
God almighty, no wonder we're all sick. I mean, you're saying that 80% of us are depleting selenium, 75% in zinc.
Specifically, 68% of adults in the USA consume less than 70% of the RDA, and the RDA isn't sufficient anyway.
Okay. So how many of the zinc should the average person take a day?
I don't know what potency Jason has, but I would say one a day is fine.
Okay,
potency, Jason?
That's a 15 to 1.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's exactly the ratio you should have, 15 to 1.
Well, very good.
And there's absolutely no toxicity with that copper.
One of the things we talk, you also have vitamin B, how important, and potassium, how important are those two things? Just don't spend a lot of time, because I got a really important question for you.
I'll let Jason answer that, if you want me to.
Vitamin B and potassium.
B as in boy, did you say?
Yeah, B as in boy, I'm sorry. B as in boy, the B complex that we offer.
Well, definitely is necessary for nerve function, metabolism, the processing of proteins in our foods all require B vitamins. And as you were mentioning before with pregnancy, that's one of the biggest supplements that we put into our pregnancy package for support, because we're offering the food form folate versus synthetic folic acid, which is toxic for mothers and stuff, but that's all they're told when they go to the doctors. Oh, you need to go get some folic acid. Well, they're being told to go take a synthetic versus something that's going to be giving them proper nutrients, which is found in folate, which is found in our alfalfa concentrate as an ingredient.
Well, let me ask you about iron, because I know the iron and molybdenum, when Tristan was pregnant, she'd get sluggish. She could feel, I forgot to take my iron. And when she'd take the iron supplement, that seemed to, you know, give her energy. Why was iron so important?
Well, it feeds the blood.
It what the blood?
Primarily, you need iron for your cellular energy, but it also helps balance the blood to deliver other nutrients in basic form. It's very, very important to do that. know, the normal iron supplements just to give you a commercial are horrible. They cause all sorts of health issues. And, well, I don't like them, as you can probably tell. I wouldn't give them to anybody.
Well, that's one of the things you'll see in the market is people advertising that their multivitamin comes without iron, as if iron is to be vilified. But the truth is, iron itself is found in every single plant and food upon this earth that we're ingesting. So that iron, when it's in the proper form, is necessary. It's the forms that should be vilified are these synthetic or isolated iron forms, such as ferrous fumarate or ferrous gluconate. Those are basically iron filings, the same thing that you'd find in your Etch-A-Sketch versus what is found naturally in our food. So our grown by nature iron, because it's also protein bound, as all of our nutrients are, it's delivering the food or the nutrients that are missing in our food that should be in our food. So this is what we're providing back with grown by nature. We have a saying here is we like to give back to nature what man in his wisdom has taken away. I've taken that saying from Dr. Llewellyn over there. That's always struck with me, is that with grown by nature, we're giving back to nature what man in his wisdom has taken away from nature by depleting those foods.
Very good, Jason.
The multivitamins, so somebody's listening, that's a great thing, obviously, to have. You get a lot of things in there. How many of those should our audience be taking a day, the average person?
If you're asking me, I'd say 1 to 2 for 2 months, and then, one is probably fine.
Okay. We got a few minutes left. I wanted to end on this question, kind of we talked about during the break. You were talking about my wife when she was pregnant, make sure she doesn't eat pork. We don't eat pork anyway, and I think a lot of people don't, but why did you say that? Why is pork such a thing to be avoided?
Well, it is a carrier of hepatitis E, and pigs are known carriers of that virus. It also has been, if you eat a lot of it, medical science has shown that you increase the risk of colon cancer. But the reason I don't like it is that the consumption of pork increases intestinal parasites, and that's due to the dietary fats of pork. And I think, without getting religious about it, all major faiths on the planet, their Bibles all say don't eat pork. It is horrible stuff. But people get very, very addicted to it. It's very difficult to get some people off it.
Why is it hard? Why hard to get off of it?
It's addictive. And especially the processed stuff, because of the nitrates and the salt. And people get addicted to it.
Oh, my gosh.
If you get pasture-fed pigs, they are generally healthier than pork, commercial pork, as I would call it. But it's still going to increase intestinal parasites, which lowers your absorption of nutrients from other food.
Oh. Now, I've seen things where people, they've actually had worms in their brain, like brain worms that originated with pork. What do you know about that?
That's correct. That will happen.
Oh, my gosh. A friend of ours.
You'd be horrified if you knew the whole thing about pork, and I don't like the stuff at all. I've never eaten it, if I'm telling the truth, which I hope I always am. But the pork is just a food that people should not be eating.
Well, okay, well, let's go down the list of you're
especially
talking about the Bible.
Pregnant.
You're talking about the Bible. It also talks about shellfish or things like that, shrimp. What's your feeling about that also?
Oh, but they're not in the class of pork.
Pork is just awful. Pork is just whatever you do, don't eat pork, is what you're saying.
Give up pork and smoke 15 cigarettes a day.
Oh, my gosh.
You should turn into a pig. Remember that guy who said those that eat pork, they usually have bigger hips because they store weight kind of like where the pig does.
And they got that bump on the back of their neck like a hog?
Just avoid it. Just avoid it.
Oh, okay. I'm sold. Okay.
And bacon, etc.
You scared the mess out of me, Doc. I forget it. I won't even look at it in the store. I'll run past it as fast as I can.
Well, not trying to scare people. I'm trying to give you some facts. It's ghastly stuff. And
is it the worst thing? Is that about the worst thing that's out there that people eat a lot?
It's in a class of its own.
It's in a class of its own. It's like the worst thing possible, just about.
Yeah. people get addicted to it.
Tristan's making snorting noises now.
We had a cancer patient years ago who puzzled us all, and she agreed to give up pork. And she came back in about a month or so's time, completely covered in spots and blood, horrible blood. And what she was doing was she was eating 15 packets of pork-flavored crisps a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Or what you call chips. 15
all those
packets
pork
a day
rinds?
Like pork rinds? Or oh, my gosh.
Well, pork chips, pork-flavored chips.
Ugh.
And she couldn't give it up. And that's what was causing her blood problems. But we got her off that, and her skin cleared up no end.
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to talk to both
she's
of you.
She's still alive, by the way, and that's 30 years ago.
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to talk to both of you. Your products are first rate. I speak high. I mean, there's a few things that you know, ladies and gentlemen. I will go to the wall talking about that deodorant. I'll talk about the hard drops. I'll talk about Grown by Nature. I mean, these are just the best of the best. Are the best. You want to change your life, these type of products change people's lives. We've heard it over and over again. Stay tuned. Stay right.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.